Don't worry.
Hello and welcome to the Arts North podcast. I'm Christina Watts, and today I have Shelby Richardson with us, who has some exciting news about the upcoming performing arts series coming to Prince George. Hi, Shelby, and welcome.
Hi.
So tell us what you have coming. We've got a big announcement, and you've got some exciting things lined up for people in Prince George, and I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. We're very excited to announce the Community Arts Council of Prince George and District to announce with Trinity United Church our upcoming 2023-2024 Performing Arts Series. Yeah, we're very excited.
So you've got some performers lined up, and I've seen who's coming, and wow, like I got to be honest with you, I don't go to a ton of shows, but from what I've seen that's coming into Prince George, this is some not miss shows that I will, you know, be happy to actually bring my family to.
Yeah, we have like a really wonderful lineup of a diverse array of artists and genres. We have dance, we have comedy, we have musical theater, we have world music, we have flamenco, we have a whole, you know, mixing pot of different genres that are, you know, accessible for anybody.
Nice. Yeah, I love that having, like, there's the comedy series, you've got some of the dance in there, and this is really going to shake things up in Prince George.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we really recognized is that Prince George is a major stop on Western Canada's touring circuit, and it's a really important opportunity for our community to access these touring performers, and the series provides like northern audiences with a diverse program while activating existing venues. So we'll be using both the new Knox Performance Center and the Prince George Playhouse for the series, so you'll see work at more than one venue across Prince George.
That's nice to see these places activated, right? And to grow them. And you know, this is just a great opportunity for tourists now. Like, we've got a lot in Prince George, you know, we've got a lot of outdoor stuff, but now we've got this like real, what feels like an explosion of culture that is really going to draw people in.
Yeah, well, and I think that's one of the things too, right? We have so many, especially being a big industry town, we have so many folks coming to Prince George visiting for work and kind of, especially in the winter months, looking for something to do. In the off time, like, there needs to be some kind of entertainment outlet for folks visiting to the community. And I think promoting live events gives us something to offer those visitors that's really memorable and creates an experience for them while they're here in Prince George.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's nice to see that things are really growing here. And can you talk about any specific events?
Yeah, sure. I can talk about the lineup we have. So we have the series kicks off in October 1st, with a percussionist group called Kudapira from Vancouver. And they're kind of this crazy fusion of Zimbabwean marimba, Afro-Cuban, West African, reggae, samba, funk, jazz. And it's really an entertaining group to watch. There are five members, and they're all moving around, playing different instruments all the time. And it's just a really interactive and fun show to see. So that's going to kick off our season on October 1st. Then on October 6th, we have Joelle Triana Flamenco coming with her band to Prince George. This is the first time she'll be up north in BC doing a flamenco performance. So it'll be flamenco dance and music. She's also going to have a workshop available to folks to come and try some flamenco for the first time. That is a mixed bill with a local group, Navaz, which is a Persian Latin infused type band, and they're going to be playing along with Joelle Flamenco as the second act for that show.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. Flamenco.
Yeah. It's been really nice. I know there used to be like a flamenco scene in Prince George, so hopefully some folks can come out and get their flamenco shoes back on and hang out and have some fun with Joelle. Later, October is a really busy month, actually. We have shows pretty much every week in October. On the 13th, we have the Canadiana Theatre Co., and they're going to be here presenting this pop-up theatre piece called Pier 21. And it's got three actors who also play musicians, but they play like over 30 different characters throughout the performance. And so I'm really excited to see what that looks like and how people react to it. And following that, which the next act I'm very, very excited about, is the comedy duo Middle Raged. So it's Jerry Hall from This Hour Has 22 Minutes and Gary Pearson. He's a writer for Mad TV and Corner Gas. And it's this great, you know, comedy hour sketch show that basically explores, you know, older parental life when kids are leaving the nest, and just is something fun and different for the community. And that will be at Knox Center, so that's going to be really great too.
Middle Rage, I can like relate. I feel like I can really relate to that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really great. I know a lot of people are very familiar with Hall and the work she's done on This Hour Has 22 Minutes, so I think people are really going to enjoy that one. In December, we've got Land's End Ensemble. So it's a Juno-nominated contemporary classical group, and they are going to be performing at Knox. It's Maria van der Sloot on violin, Beth Root Sandvoss on cello, and Susan Rubert Gordon on piano. And that is going to be something really special for us as well.
That sounds like a beautiful piece, like a three-piece band. I feel like those instruments would really complement each other.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. I haven't seen, I know we've had previous cellists in Prince George in the past. It's one of my favorite instruments. And I'm just excited to see this trio of women in our community and sharing their work with us. We're going to open 2024, like right away, January 13th, with an old, amazing friend of mine, Josh Beamish. He's an internationally acclaimed choreographer, performer. He's based now in New York and Vancouver, but he's going to be presenting his work, Proximity, and it's a mixed program of solos with him and Kid Pivot's Renee Seguin. And it's from a few different Canadian choreographers are included in the work. But Josh has not been back to Prince George in many, many years and has really wanted an opportunity to come and perform for our community again. So this will be just a really wonderful reunion of his work and our community here in Prince George. Nice.
It's good to see a hometown boy make it that big and then, you know, to come back and to give that, you know, like, that journey back to.
Well, I think that's what's so cool too about having Josh here. So he grew up in Kelowna, and his mom is a RID examiner as well, who has been to Prince George and done workshops with local studios here, and Josh has as well. But he also competed in the Prince George Dance Festival. So to see some of his, you know, really renowned and acclaimed work that he's created for international audiences and have it performed here in Prince George, I think is something really special for our community to see and be a part of.
Absolutely.
We have a couple more shows scheduled. So we've got the return of Jonathan Crowell, Toronto's Symphony Orchestra concert master. He's going to be playing here a concert with Phil Chu at the Knox Performance Center. That's on February 13th, so it's a great Valentine's Day idea.
Nice.
For many of you classical music lovers. And on April 5th, we will be welcoming back Ballet Kelowna for the first time in quite a few years for their program Takesh and Other Works. And it's a three-bill performance. We have slated Takesh, which is a piece created by artist-in-residence Cameron Fraser Monroe. He is Ballet Kelowna's current Indigenous artist-in-residence, as well as another piece, Bolero, by Guillaume Cote from the National Ballet. And And then probably for the third act, we have a very new piece. It's also by Cameron Fraser Monroe, and it's called The Cowboy Act. And it's basically a role reversal on if it were the indigenous peoples coming and forcing a lens on the local Westerners. And so it's a very interesting, there's a huge 12-foot wagon in part of this series, and I'm really, really excited to see that one. It's going to be quite interesting, I think.
That'll be a good twist for Perceptions, hey?
Yeah, for sure. Especially, and it's kind of an interesting theme for the ballet world also. You know, ballet has a long history of, you know, classic colonialism in their subject matter. So I think it's a really neat way of pivoting that trajectory on its head.
Yeah, yeah, because there's so much like communication in all these forms, right? Like it just,
yeah,
it's really, it's not, it's entertaining and it's beautiful to watch these things, but there's also like a communication that goes along with it.
Well, yeah, and I think that's why it's so important to have a diverse series of work, especially, you know, if you're trying to encompass different areas of the performing arts, to have something that's accessible for different folks, different demographics, something that they can connect to make, you know, live events a bigger part of their life. And I think especially, you know, the pandemic has shown us, especially in the North, how important it is to come together for live events. And so to have opportunities where there are different pockets of the population that can participate in that community event, I think is really important.
Yeah, yeah, because it's kind of like, well, I think it's like anything, right? I mean, to go to something live, to be in that moment with it, and just it, there's like a vibe to it. I feel like there's an energy to it. And then you walk away and you're just amazed at like the talent and how it's all put together as a spectator, right?
Yeah, and it's a really nice escape. It's an escape in a way that, you know, is different from going to a movie, because it encompasses so many more of your senses, like all six senses, really, become entwined in that work. You know, there's smells, there's, you know, movement, there's feeling that you get from a live event that puts you in a relationship with the folks around you and an experience with the folks around you that's very special. Mm-hmm. And organic and individual to the participants.
Absolutely. And in a world of scrolling and, you know, such instant, you know, information that you forget immediately after you've seen it, these things stay with you, right? They really do.
Yeah, they do. And it's something to really, like, look forward to, especially when you're presenting a series, right? You have that event and, you know, all these shows are one-time shows, so you're going to be looking forward to that event and getting ready, and, you know, maybe it's something you're taking your spouse or a grandma or a son or a daughter to. It's something you're bringing and can share that experience with something else and gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. And when, you know, you can't always travel out of town for these things, so to see this brought into town on this, on these different, like, diverse levels is just amazing. Like,
yeah, and that's something that's really important, too, for us to consider, is that, you know, how difficult it is for people to leave PG and the surrounding region as well, right? So it's not only a great opportunity for folks living in Prince George, but people living around us, too, who also, you know, don't have a lot of access to these types of performers or acts. It gives us a chance to participate in something that, you know, we haven't had very much access to.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? You got to at least go and try a couple and experience it, and then, you know, decide for yourself, like, how is this? Because I'm sure even a lot of people in town, like, they just get, I'm pretty outdoorsy, so we tend to do a lot of outdoor stuff, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you forget about these performing arts things, and then you go to one and you're like, wow, yeah, like, we really need more of this as well to balance our life out.
Yeah, I think that's something, too. And I think living in Prince George, you know, lots of us are very outdoorsy because, you know, that's what we have access to here. So, and as we create more, you know, pathways to inclusion and access in the arts, we will expand those interests of our community members. And this series is so wonderful because it, you know, gives you a tasting of a whole bunch of different things. And, you know, oh, you might not like this, but try this, and that might be right up your alley.
Yeah, absolutely. They might, you know, discover there's a member of their family that just is drawn into that, and maybe that's their talent. You never know. Yeah, they want to be inspired, and then they're off doing things, amazing things too.
Yeah.
Well,
for sure.
Shelby, do you have anything else to tell the viewers?
Well, one thing for sure is that, so your tickets, to find tickets to all these amazing events, you're going to be doing that through Tickets North. And that is www.ticketsnorth.ca, or you can visit them at the CN Center box office and purchase your tickets there.
Sounds good. And Studio 2880 and Arts North will be promoting these events, so you can catch them on the Facebook, Instagram feeds, and don't miss out. These are one-time-only events coming to Prince George to deliver an amazing performing arts series like never before. Thanks, Shelby.
Thank you so much for having me.